I instantly thought of an excerpt from one of Baha'u'llah's writings, and it says, O son of man, my calamity is my providence. Outwardly it is fire and vengeance, but inwardly it is light and mercy. Hasten thereunto, that thou mayest become an eternal light and a mortal spirit. This is my command unto thee. Do thou observe it.
Baha'u'llah was, the late 1800s. That translation with the these and the thous, mostly the English language gave that up back in the late 1600s, early 1700s. That's when, did he speak like that? Was his form of English, or is this translated later? How did this get into English?
This was translated into English later by his great-grandson, Shoghi Effendi. Any translation, of course, is a fascinating and difficult subject. Arabic, not being fluent in Arabic at all. Arabic and Farsi are the two languages that Baha'u'llah revealed his writings in. It is apparently an absolutely beautiful language. It's funny because to the Western ear, it doesn't sound beautiful all the time. You have some sounds that we're not used to. But apparently it is one of the most expressive and beautifully poetic languages that exists. So to find the proper translation is, of course, a challenge, but when you have that, the difference, English is so utilitarian, and of course it can be beautiful when used properly. So Shoghi Effendi did these masterful translations, and I can only guess why it has, it almost sounds like the King James kind of languaging.
Right, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
But it's interesting because it has a way, for me, my experience with these translations are that they lift me up to a non-pedestrian place, and maybe that's partly why.
And it succeeds.
Yeah.